Blackstone Audio presents And After the Fire, a novel by Lauren Belfer. This book is read by Exie Sands and Simon Vance. For Michael. To hear footsteps in the evening and see no one. From Unwritten Elegy for Krakow's Jews by Adam Zagajewski, translated from the Polish by Claire Kavanagh. Prologue. American Occupied Germany, May 1945. He never meant to kill her. The afternoon had started out, nice enough, for war-ravaged Germany right after the surrender. As Corporal Henry Sachs reclined on the parapet of a ruined castle and enjoyed a smoke in the sunshine, he reflected that life was going fine. A cooling breeze whipped around him. The view across the valley spread for miles. Hawks soared. Church steeples marked the towns. A half-dozen castles perched on the distant hills. The war was over. He was alive. You couldn't ask for more than that. And he didn't. He was 21 years old and full of beans, if he did say so himself. At 5'9", okay, in his boots, with dark hair, brown eyes, and a suave devil-may-care edge, he reminded himself of Humphrey Bogart. He'd signed up in 42, the day after he graduated from high school, and he prided himself on making the military work for him, instead of the other way around. Like today. Soon the Third Army would be pulling out and the Soviets would take over this part of Germany. Before the Americans said, Auf Wiedersehen, Henry had a hankering to...